Hi, folks, and welcome to a bonus episode of Love You Like Crazy. So you may recall that in the third episode, we talked about The Hidden Staircase, which is a Nancy Drew book, and Carrie and I, neither of us liked it all that much. I thought the costume thing was going to pay off because they had just before that, I think they had seen a gorilla face in the mirror.
And I thought the same thing. I thought that they were going to go upstairs and find like the gorilla body.
Right. But no.
But no. And so there are all these things that could have happened and probably should have happened had we written this book, but did not happen.
So when we were recording the last episode where we talked about the Westing game with our special guest, Rachel Baron Singer, I knew that Rachel was a big Nancy Drew fan, so I thought I would give her a chance to respond. So we talked about Nancy Drew for a bit, and it felt like it didn't really fit in the Westing game episode per se, so I thought I would release it as a standalone thing. Unfortunately, Carrie wasn't there for that part of the discussion, so you won't hear her, but so it'll just be me and Rachel talking about Nancy Drew. Hope you like it. So, Rachel, one thing before we get started, I wanted to give you the opportunity, if you want to, and I know I'm completely springing on this you, which was probably a bad idea. But we actually reviewed one of the Nancy Drew books early on. It was The Hidden Staircase.
Number two.
Yes. And we kind of kicked it around a little. So I just wanted to give you the opportunity to tell us why we're wrong, if you would like to.
Okay. Well, I collect Nancy Drew books. Nancy Drew is sort of a, you know, very near and dear series to my heart. I have to ask. Was it the original version that you read or was it the revised version? Because numbers 1 through, I want to say, 34 of the Nancy Drew series were all rewritten. Some of them just very minorly and some of them almost completely, like Mystery at the Lilac Inn, book number 4, is a completely different book from the one that you can buy now. But you can get the old copies. They have like, you know, reprinted versions specifically, that you can buy, or if you go to a used bookstore. And the difference between the old books and the new books is that the old ones have 25 chapters and the new ones have 20. So which one did you read?
We read the revised version.
Revised version. Okay. So if my memory serves me correctly, that revised version is one of the ones where they changed quite a bit that I believe makes it a little less suspenseful, and they kind of clean it up a little bit in terms of, you know, how I think the original one, it's been a while since I've read either of them, but I think the original one is a little bit darker and a little more colorful, and that they kind of, yeah, they kind of compressed it down. I feel like, you know, they're like the two older sisters who own the house. And I feel like their characters were changed quite a bit. I think they might've even had different names. So, and again, it was something I have to go back and compare, but I seem to remember that the rewritten version of that book is something is a little bit of a disappointment compared to the first one. Now, obviously they changed them for good reason. There is a lot of, you know, racism and, you know, just sort of recklessness on Nancy's part that the publishers really wanted to clean up later. You know, they made her more of like a, you know, God-fearing goody-two-shoes than she was in the original books when she's sort of a little bit of a spitfire and also a racist. So, you know, some of the things they cleaned up I don't like, and some of the things they did clean up I'm like, oh, thank God.
Sure.
Because that's really awkward. Like, I want to say it's book number 4, the one that's like almost completely different. No, one of the ones that's almost completely different. There are a few, but that's the first one. Where she's like hiring a maid for their house to help Hannah, I think, or maybe it's before Hannah's there, or Hannah's out of town, something like that. And, you know, she interviews several African-American women, and it's just like awful. And I remember reading a review that somebody else had written of the original books where Nancy's being incredibly racist, and you're like, at that point, I just wanted somebody to blow Nancy's cracker ass away. And it's kind of like, yeah. So in terms of the attitudes of the day that they took out, I think it was a good thing. But in terms of some of the stories and the excitement, I think maybe sometimes that got lost, and it might have translated into a duller novel.
Yeah, right. I think my big complaint about the book was kind of the pacing and the fact that at the end the villain is kind of dispatched, dealt with completely off screen. Like the police round him up, and that's basically it. And we are also like the Nancy's friend, whose name I forget.
Is it Helen?
Yeah, I think it might be Helen.
Helen is in the first couple books, and then I think in book four or five, Bess and George come in. I believe it's Helen Corning in the first few books.
Right. So she talks about, like, early on, she mentions that she's gotten engaged to this guy who Nancy has never met. And then he's mentioned once or twice else in the book, but never shows up and never has anything to do with anything. We were confused by that.
That might, you know, I don't remember for sure, but that might have been one of the things that got written out. I know Helen plays like a bigger role in the third book in the bungalow mystery, and I think her fiance plays a role in that, at least in the original.
Mm, yeah, I kind of wonder.
And then she sort of goes off and gets married, and Nancy gets new friends. And Helen, I think Helen comes back in like one book, many, many books later, as, you know, a married friend, but there's not much to her. Obviously, Bess and George are much better known and much, you know, more beloved. Helen, you know, is sort of an early prototype of a sidekick. But yeah, it's been a while. You know, I've done a few rereadings of the Nancy Drew books, but I haven't done one in probably about 4 or 5 years. So it's hard for me to remember exactly which minor characters play a role, but I think her fiance does come in at some point.
Yeah, I kind of wondered if it was setting up something for future books.
You know, I think with some of these ones that they rewrote, you know, again, they're going down from 25 chapters to 20, and I do think some things got compressed and cut and a little bit lost. They made them a little bit quicker and snappier, but they may have lost some of the details. And, you know, apart from being a brazen racist, the original books are actually much better written. Mildred Wirt Benson was an author who wrote most of the first 14 novels. Mm-hmm. She did a really good job with, you know, the suspense and the writing and everything apart from the racism. I think when the Stratemeyer Syndicate sort of went back through and cleaned up a lot of the stuff, some of her narrative voice was lost, and along with a lot of the other elements. So I think, you know, as you go forward later in the series, when the books are less altered, you get less of a sense that something is lost or compressed there, because they didn't have to go through and clean them up as much as they did with like the first, maybe like 15 or so.
Gotcha. Well, thanks.
Anytime you want to talk about Nancy Drew, let me know. I don't do a whole lot with my knowledge of Nancy Drew, but it's obviously in there.
Yeah. Right. Well, it was either that or ask you about Spectre.
My other obsession.
Yeah.
Nancy Drew and James Bond, two things I'm completely obsessed with, but people I think I would hate in real life.
So that's my discussion with Rachel Baron Singer about Nancy Drew. Thanks to Rachel. And also, I forgot in the last episode to thank the Sentimental Favorites for letting us use their song, Hey There, for our theme. You can find Rachel on Twitter as @GirlDetective. So there's that Nancy Drew connection. Thanks for listening. Hope you found it interesting. And we'll try to have another episode for you soon. Bye.
Give me a call when you get back.